You got to understand this right up front. The fact that Congress is debating the size and shape of the tax cut it will eventually pass is a victory for President Bush and the Republicans, regardless of what the eventual legislation looks like.
Commentator and Republican consultant Jay Bryant.
If the Democrats were in control, Congress wouldn't even have tax cuts on the agenda. Instead, it would be debating the size of the program to provide relief for people adversely impacted by the current economic decline. Or some such bill. The Democratic president would have proposed Program A at $6 gazillion, and the Republican minority in Congress would have howled that that was way too much, and counterproposed Program A minus X at, say, $2 gazillion, when the number they really wanted was zero. But because the Republicans are in charge these days, the debate takes place on the income side of the federal ledger, not the outgo side. A lot of polls show that the public isn't all that fired up about a tax cut. No more than a bare majority of Americans appear to favor the idea. In some polls, not even that, although none I've seen actually show a plurality against tax cuts. Still, the minimal passion generated by the issue raises a question. Why is President Bush devoting so much attention to taxes? The answer is pretty simple, really. As long as the domestic policy discussion is all about tax cuts, it's not all about something else. And from Mr. Bush's standpoint, that something else is pretty much certain to be other domestic issues, ones on which the poll numbers don't look nearly as good for him as they do on taxes. George Bush the Elder said, "Read my lips, no new taxes," in his 1988 campaign, and then let the Democrats snooker him into signing a basket full of tax increases in 1990. Then, the next year, the economy went slack, and Bush wound up with the short straw. It was the economy, stupid, and he looked like he didn't have any answers. Bush the Younger has no intention of repeating his father's mistake. His answer to the current slack economy is firm and forceful. Pass my tax cut bill. If the Democrats don't do it, he can blame them if the economy doesn't pick up between now and Election Day. To insulate themselves from that charge, the Democrats are sure to go along with something. But since they just can't stand to support the whole kit and caboodle, they'll still be liable to the charge that they didn't do enough. The difference between the president's tax cut A and the Democrats' A minus X will be, in Republican 2004 rhetoric, the precise difference between blissful prosperity and wherever we are then. And, of course, if the economy picks up, then it will be the Bush tax cut that did it. Bill Clinton, being a Democrat, played exactly the same game on the outgo side of the ledger. The issue then was Medicare funding, and the difference between his A and the Republicans' A minus X turned out to be the precise difference between happy and healthy senior citizens and, well, you get the picture. Very clever, these politicians, but don't get too mad at them. As long as they're still trying to figure out how to convince us to vote for them, we're still ultimately in charge, and that's no small matter.
Republican political media consultant Jay Bryant, his online journal is called The Optimate.